You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
Sakto talaga, Father's Day was the fifth commandment. Honor your father and mother. No, so sinakto talaga ni Lord. No, so hindi ito sadya, sakto lang talaga. The fifth commandment is honor your father and mother, and it lands on Father's Day, no. And today would like to speak to all the parents who are here and also to all the kids, the sons and daughters. Kasi lahat po tayo dito, meron po tayong mga magulang, tama? No? Wala dito walang magulang, di ba? Now, yung iba sa atin magulang tayo. Okay? Okay? Magulang sa buhay. Okay? So, but then what we want to do today is look at the fifth commandment. And again, this flows out of our title of our series, that the Ten Commandments is the perfect law, and at the same time, it's the perfect love. Okay? When God was given Ten Commandments, pinili niya to, pinag-isipan niya to, and He says, this is important. Okay? And the fifth commandment was part of something that's really, really close to God's heart. When He tells the people, honor your father and mother, that you may live long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. Exodus 20, verse 12. Okay? So sa daming pwedeng sabihin, alagaan mo ang goldfish o ng aso, sabi niya, no, this is important. The fifth command is to honor your father and your mother that you may live long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. This is something that all of us are required to do, to honor our parents. Okay? One of our prayers as a church, and we've been preaching this since 2008, is that we would build a culture of honor, not just in church, but also in our household, in our family. No? Na makita natin na when you go to the houses of people attending Victory, there's a culture of honor that's prevalent. Ano ibig sabihin yan? Ang kultura natin kasi ngayon, hindi tayo mahilig sa word na honor. We don't honor. Okay? Most of the time, when we see something, when given something, we always look at the negative. Tama? You go home, you have 4-100 score, test paper, and you have 180. Anong napupuna? Yung 80. Hindi napupuna yung 4 na 100. We always look at the negative things or what needs to be corrected rather than praise the negative and actually speak and declare life over what's happening. Yeah? Minsan, nag-ayos ka na, ganda-ganda, punta ka ng church, pagdating mo, ang pinuna sa'yo, hindi yung buhok mo, kundi, uy, parang tumaba ka. Di ba? Parang, sa daming pwedeng tingnan, ba't yung bilbil ko ang tinitingnan mo, di ba? Di ba? And always, we're trying to pinpoint ano ba pwedeng correct, ano pwedeng, and there's a culture na ganun. Sa Facebook, bukas, makikita natin yung culture. Cubs at saka Golden State. Di ba? Marami na naman magagalit kay LeBron or sa mouthpiece ni Steph Curry. Di ba? And we would start to bring negative things and write negative things on online media. No? Rigged yan or ganyan. And there's always that culture of dishonor rather than the culture of honor. Si President Pinoy, bababa na, ang daming batikos. Ini-research mo ba kung anong ginawa niyang mabuti? Ba't lagi tayo nakatingin sa ginawa niyang mali? Lahat naman nagkakamali. Imagine, if somebody researches about your life, what do you want to be shown? Your mistakes or your success? But a culture of dishonor would always look at the failures of someone. That's why all of us here were not worthy to even be in leadership. Why? Lahat tayo may mali tayong ginawa eh. But then a culture of honor chooses to see the good side, chooses to celebrate what is good, chooses to celebrate and respect and put in a high pedestal the people that God has placed in our lives, especially those in authority. Pag sinabi mong honor, ibig sabihin yan, respect. When you say, I honor, it means I revere. It means, you know, you are of utmost importance, and that's why I honor you. It's not an accident you're in Victory, where our tagline is honor God. We want to live a life that honors, a culture of honor. Hindi tayo nagbabatikos behind people's back. We don't gossip. We don't allow that. Why? There's a culture of honor. Okay? And this is what we want to see in our homes. Imagine mo sa bahay. Imagine if all of us here, you go home and there's a culture of honor. Would you love to go home every day? pagpasok mo ng bahay, di ba sabihin, ang, hi, anak, kamusta na? Ang bait-bait mo talaga, ganyan-ganyan. Tapos yung anak, tay, salamat, sobrang mong hardworking, cute-cute mo, dad, di ba? Halika, kain na tayo. Tapos habang kumakain kayo, lahat ng magagandang nangyayari sa buhay, there's a culture of honor. You want to go home to a place where there's honor, right? But you dread if there's a culture of dishonor at home. You don't want to be in that house, right? The prayer is that our homes would have that kind of culture. Nang nakikita yung positive. Yung negatives, yeah, may oras na pag-uusapan yan. Pero what we celebrate and what we live out is the positive and the praiseworthy, the noble things that happens within the family. Why not create a culture of honor in your family? Kung may culture of honor, ang sarap umuwi. Pag may culture of honor, pag matanda na yung mga anak mo, gustong-gustong pumunta pa rin sa bahay mo. Bakit? Kasi may angpaw. Kasi may culture, ang sarap. I'm safe. I feel safe here. They won't focus on what's wrong with me. They would celebrate the right things. They would celebrate what matters. That's the culture of honor. Walang comparison, walang jealousy why there's honor that happens. Okay? That's why I love our movement. There's a culture of honor. Okay? They brag about you behind your back. They don't talk about you. Magugulat ka na lang. Oh, sabi ni Pastor Ferdy, ganyan. Oh, sinabi niya yun? Uy, touch naman ako. Diba? May culture kasi of honor. Okay? Bible says, honor your father and mother that you may live long, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. When we talk about honor, remember this. Honor kasi is a heart issue. Honor emanates from the heart. Hindi ito yung, oh, here's how you honor. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No, no. It starts first from the heart. If you don't get it that honor is from the heart, what you'll do is hindi ka tatagal na mag-honor ng father and mother mo. Why? Because they're not perfect people. Just like you. Your kids would have a hard time honoring you if it's not from the heart. There needs to have a heart transformation first and an understanding of what honor is so that I could honor my father and mother whether they're honorable or not honorable. Because it's a heart issue. At home, there would be times that I would tell my kids, you obey daddy, this is the rule. And they would obey, but I feel like they do not honor me. Ibig sabihin, I can actually obey and not honor my parents. Right? Minsan kasi ine-equate natin, obedience equals honor. It's not. Sometimes our kids would not honor. Yeah? Meron akong anak, mahilig tumayo pag kumakain. Tulad ni daddy. Okay? And pag tumatayo, ang rule namin, walang tatayo, bawal tumayo. Yeah? And we're trying to build that culture. It's hard. Kasi ako, mahilig din ako tumayo. Okay? So, walang tatayo. So, isa sa mga anak na, hindi ko na may mention kung sino. Okay, baka i-Facebook niyo pa. Okay. Mahilig tumayo, di ba? Pag tumatayo, pinapabalik namin, tatayo na naman. Kami, go back. Ay, tatayo ulit, maglalaro ulit. Pakakalimutan niya. And so, we would tell him, no, you have to sit down, you have to obey the rules of the house. Okay? So, minsan maupo yan, pero yung mukha niya, parang, kating-kating na, tumayo, di ba? He was obeying, of course, he's young, or she's young. Yes, okay? Yeah. Parang sa labas, nakaupo ako, pero sa loob, naglalaro ako. Parang ganun yung feeling. Parang, yes, I'm sitting, but no, I'm standing. Pero nakaupo siya. Right? You can actually obey and not honor. How do I know that? I've been there. My parents are here. Okay? Yeah. Bantay ka ng tindahan! Pag pinapabantay kami ng tindahan dati, grabe. Ayaw na ayaw ko. Bakit? So hot, divisoria, dirty. Diba? So parang, gigising kami na maaga para bumiyahin ng Makati kami, papuntang divisoria. Isipin mo yun, di ba? So minsan, nagdadabog ka. Diba? Sa mata nila, inobey ko sila, pero sa puso ko, dinidishonor ko sila. Daming tumatakbo sa isip ko. Dapat kasi sila yan, di ko naman negosyo yan. Di ba? Parang daming ganon. Baba ng sweldo ko, tapos, laka lang, joke. Okay. So parang ganon, no? Parang ganon. Hindi ko sinasabi yun yung nangyari. Okay? I want to honor my parents who are here today. Okay. So I could obey, but actually not honor. They tell me to do something, I do it, but then it's not in my heart to actually do it, I'm dishonoring them. And maybe they don't see it, but God sees it that you're dishonoring them. Right? The same way with a lot of young people here today. You can actually obey and not honor. Ano sabi sa Bible? Children, obey your parents. Okay? Those are 10 commandments, sinabi, honor your father and mother. Applicable for everyone yung honoring. Pero sa Ephesians 6, sinabi, children, if you live under the roof of your parents, okay, you obey the rules. Okay? Ulitin ko, ha? If you live under the roof of your parents, you obey the rules. Pag sinabi nilang, ito ang curfew, yan ang curfew. Pag sinabi nila, akin na yung cellphone na yan, di ba? Hindi mo pwede, 13 na ako, cellphone ko to. This is my life. Okay, explain ko lang, ba't hindi mo life yan? Okay, sino bumili ng cellphone mo, magulang mo? Sa'yo ba yan o sa kanya? Sa kanya. Yung wifi na gamit mo, sino nagbabayad? Magulang. Okay? Kung saan ka natutulog, sino nagbayad? Magulang. Yung Uratex foam, magulang. Okay? Saan ka umiihi? Anong inidoro? Sinong naglagay niyan? Magulang mo. Okay? Kaya pwede ka nilang gulangin. Bakit? You live under their house. Okay? Sabi nila, there's no verse for this, he who pays the bill makes the rules. Okay? That's for children. Okay? For kids. But, if you're married, alright, sensitive, spoiler alert, okay? You're married, and you live under their roof, who makes the rules? May asawa na ako. You live under their roof, who pays the meralco? Sino naglalaban ng brick mo? Okay? That's why the Bible says, live and cleave. Bakit? He who pays the bill makes the rules. Pwedeng 40 ka na, pag nandiyan ka sa bahay, you're under the kingship and rulership of Jesus and your parents. Because you live in that roof. Okay? Iba yung pinatira mo yung magulang mo sa bahay, iba yung ikaw yung tumitira sa magulang mo. Let me clear that. Iba yung nagmabuting loob ka, tanda na si Papa Mama, wala mag-alaga, bigyan natin ng kwarto. Bakit? He who pays the bills makes the rules. Papa Mama, obey me. Ah, di ba? Sarap na pag umikot yung mundo. Okay. But why? You're honoring, you don't have to obey them. Why? Now it's your house, but you need to honor them. Kaya mo nga inalagaan eh. Yeah? Let's actually keep that as a culture ng nation natin. Love natin yung magulang natin, di natin dinadala sa isang bahay na wala silang kakilala. Okay? But then, you have to be clear who makes the rules. Okay? Young person, ha? If you're a young person, okay, you're studying and you live under the roof of your parents, you obey them. Okay? No matter what, with the house rules, you have to obey because they pay the bills. Ang hirap pag sinabi, this is my life. Yeah? Pwede ka nilang paalisin. Bakit? Bahay nila yan. Aalis ka, kukunin mo susi ng kotse nila yan. Yeah. Gusto mo mag-Uber, wifi nila yan. Di mo pwedeng kumunek dyan. Sa kanila din yan. Mag-Uber ka mag-isa mo, tumawag ka ng Uber, hindi ko alam paano mo gagawin na walang wifi. It's their house. You can actually obey and dishonor. On the other side of the coin, if you're now an adult, you can actually disobey and still honor. Okay? Now, again, touchy subject. Dinidebate ko nga sa utak ko kung sasabihin ko o hindi. Pero magandang sabihin. Pero balik pa rin kayo next week. What that means is now that I have my own family, there are things that my parents would wish that we would do. Okay? But then those are suggestions. Why? Now my wife is subject under my leadership. So kahit the in-laws would tell, this is what you need to do, she needs to submit it to me first because now I make the rules. Because now I am the ruler of the house. I'm accountable to God for it. What that means is, for now, my eldest is 10 years old. When I tell her to do something, she needs to obey and honor me. But there will come a time when she's getting married and she makes her own decisions. Kahit anong sabihin ko, Aliana, work ka na lang kay dad sa church. No, Dad, I'm called to be an artist. Suggestion na lang yung akin. She doesn't actually need to obey my wishes or my commands. Why? She's already old and she's getting married. Okay? But what God commands is this. When she's old, she needs to honor me. How do you honor? Paramdam. Pakita mo love mo pa rin si Papa. Yeah. Balik-balikan mo naman kami. Text-text mo how you. Sweet dreams. Yeah. Bigyan mo naman minsan ng regalo. You still honor. Okay? You don't need to follow my wishes, but God commands that you honor your parents. Whether I'm honorable or not, you honor me. Because God commands it. Are you getting the point? It's different. And later you'll see in Ephesians, it's different. Okay. Now, question. Why do we need to honor our parents? Bakit kinumandi Lord, honor your father and mother? Why is it such a big deal to God that as Christians, we need to honor our parents? Number one, it's because God requires that we honor our parents. My job as a son is to honor my parents. God requires that of me to honor them. Even though I'm a pastor, my job is to honor Papa. My job is not to sermonate. If I see something wrong and if I see something that they need to improve on, my first job is to honor them, not to be a pastor to them. Since they go to another church, they have their own pastor, but I'm the son. And my job as what God commanded is for me to honor my parents. Okay? It is not my job to judge what level of honor they deserve. Litin ko ah. Wala sa akin, hindi ko trabaho kung si Papa siguro dahil medyo may sablay siya dito, may sablay siya sa ganon, ang level of honor niyan level 2 lang. That's not my job. My job is to fully honor my parents. Why? God requires that I honor my parents. Ano sabi sa Exodus 20:12? Yeah? Sabi doon, honor your father and mother because they are honorable. Ganun ba sabi sa scripture? Walang sinabing ganyan. Right? Sabi sa scripture, honor your father and mother that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. Whether they're good parents or they're bad parents, the Bible tells us, commands us, my job as a son, my job as a daughter is to honor my parents. Okay. Second, is God rewards those who honor their parents. Okay. Ephesians 6, verse 1. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Second, honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. Ito yung sinasabi ko. Iba yung word na ginamit for respect, for obey, iba yung ginamit na word for honor. We need to obey. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. Everybody here, honor your father and mother. God rewards that. This is Pastor Robert, who's our senior pastor now in San Diego and Pasadena. We just planted a Pasadena church. No, kasi marami tayong member, 2 hours nagda-drive from Pasadena to San Diego. Grabe, para lang mag-church for 1 hour 30 minutes. 4 hours on travel, 1 hour 30 minutes on church. Nagbo-volunteer, nagse-set up ng lugar. Now, this is Pastor Robert and his dad. Pastor Robert, at that time, I think I was in my early 20s when I heard this story. I was working with Pastor Robert. Okay, Pastor Robert grew up without his dad. So when he was 26, goal niya talaga, I want to meet my dad. I want to honor my dad. I want to say how much I love him. Kahit na never niya nakita yung tatay niya. One of our members actually had a burden. Ang trabaho niya was to connect sons to their lost fathers. At nahanap niya yung daddy ni Pastor Robert. And so Pastor Robert went to America to meet up with his dad for the first time. Alam mo, nung naririnig ko to nung single ako, sabi ko, grabe yung gagawin ni Pastor Robert. Ano kaya mangyari? Parang ano eh, abangan ng susunod na kabanata. Magyayakapan ba sila? Mag-iyakan ba? Magsusuntukan ba sila? Ano? You don't know what will happen. But when Pastor Robert met his dad, he honored his dad. He hugged his dad, embraced his dad, and told his dad how much he loves him and how much he misses him. Now, Pastor Robert is reunited with his dad. Nasa state sila ngayon, magkasama. Magkamukha pa, no? Yeah. And God rewards. Pastor Robert, sobrang blessed nung life niya. Alam mo, ang daming mga anak, yun yung longing nila sa tatay nila. Sana makita ko si Papa. Sana makausap ko si Papa. Sana masabi ko, love ko siya. You know, just the gift of taking time to honor your dad, it's something a lot of sons are longing for. And I think a lot of fathers are also longing to hear from their sons. Honor your father and mother. It did not say because they're honorable, but it just says honor your father and mother. God rewards those who honor their parents, that you may live long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. And thirdly, why do we honor our parents? Because children will repeat the culture of honor. Pag mga anak natin nakita na ang kultura sa bahay is lagi nating sinisiraan si papa, si mama, tanda mo, object lesson yun sa kanila. Lalaki silang, normal lang pala yun, no? Gahanap ka lagi ng maling ginagawa ng magulang. Sipin mo yung pagtanda mo, ganun din gagawin nila sa'yo. Bakit? Ginawa mong normal. Na ganun. Walang culture of honor. There's a culture of always trying to look for what's wrong, and that's what's being said, nag-aaway, sinisigawan yung magulang. That's a culture you're building. Okay? And it will be what? Repeated. Kaya nakita mo mga dysfunctions ng pamilya, napapasa to the next generation. Kahit ano sabi mo, hindi ako magiging ganon, napapasa mo dahil nangyari. Okay? Our kids will learn from how we live and not what we say. We can say, oh, honor, ha? Honor mo, ha? Pero titingnan nila, ikaw, papa, mama, ino-honor mo ba si yung papa, mama mo? Si lolo, ino-honor mo ba? Si lola ba, ino-honor mo? Nakikita ba kayo? Binibisita mo ba? They would see. And it will be repeated. As you grow older, they will learn from how you live. Okay? One that's very close to my heart is Pastor Dave. Si Pastor Dave is a new dad. Okay? May two-month-old baby sila, si Jedediah. And I'm proud to see Dave. I met him when he was still in school. And now he's a father. Okay? He's a dad. I remember the story of Dave when he graduated in college. Never niya na nakita tatay niya. Tagal niyang di nakita tatay niya. Di niya alam na saan. Nahanap niya until one guy told inform him, I think I know where your dad is. We were still in the music museum at the time. So nag-usap ko ni Dave, sa ni Dave, pupuntahan ko tatay ko. Sa Pampangata, nakalimutan ko na saan. Pupuntahan ko tatay ko. Oh, ha? Nahanap, oh. Anong gagawin mo? Ano ba ginagawa? Hindi niya rin alam. Kasi never niya nakausap daddy niya. Wala siyang memory ng daddy niya. Sobrang bata niya nung iniwan sila. So, bahala na, parang ganyan. So, pray lang kami. Lord, I pray. Bahala na. He met his dad, went all the way, nag-bus siya papuntang probinsya, meet niya yung tatay niya, sabi niya sobrang awkward nung nagkita sila. Yayahapin ko ba? O? But he wanted to honor his dad. Pero nasabi niya yung kailangan niya sabihin, miss na kita, papa, I love you, ganyan. And he honored his dad. Kumain pa sila, siya pa ng libre. Okay. And then after that, akala ni Dave, everything would be bed of roses, reconcile, papakita na. And but after that meeting, nawala na naman si papa niya. So parang sa kanya, parang hirap nito. I'm trying to reconnect and parang for him, it was like, yeah, there was a seed planted, pero parang di nagtuloy-tuloy. It took months and a year to again look for his dad. During his wedding, in-invite niya yung papa niya, nahanap niya yung papa niya, no? In-invite niya. I was the one who officiated Dave's wedding. And his dad showed up. When his dad showed up in the wedding, Dave grabs the mic in front of loved ones and relatives and started honoring his dad. What surprised me was the content of what Dave said. Dave started honoring his dad as if his dad was the best dad in the world. Yung mga may alam ng kwento ng buhay ni Dave umiiyak. Kasi hindi nila alam paano nagagawa ni Dave to. He was honoring his dad. Alam mo yung pagka-honor niya sa dad niya, yung after the wedding, yung lalapitan mo, Tito, salamat.
Ang galing ng pag-aruga mo kay Dave. Laki-laki. Di ba? Healthy. Love si Lord. Galing na leader. Parang ganun eh.
It was like there was no trace of Dave. You know your life with your dad, but he honored his dad in front of everyone in the most important day of his life, his wedding. God rewards those who honor. And it will be repeated. Ako, sobra akong at peace sa pagiging tatay ni Dave. Alam mo, Jedediah would grow up with a dad who would love him and who's created a culture of honor in his family. And they will be rewarded. They will be rewarded. This is what we want to see. The culture of honor in our homes. Whether honorable or not, the Bible commands, requires, God requires, God rewards, and it will be repeated if we honor our parents. Now, I want to talk to the parents here. Okay. How can we make it easy for our children to honor us? Now, mabilis mag-honor ng taong mabilis i-honor. Tama? Yung honorable. I have no problem honoring my dad. Okay? Because he's a good dad. He's a great dad. Okay? And I grew up sheltered from a lot of dysfunctions in society because they were solid. But as a pastor, I've heard countless of stories of relational dysfunctions happening in the home because it was so hard to honor. Alam ng tao kailangan ko honor. It's just so hard, but I need to obey. There's that, yun yung sabi ko, it comes from the heart to be able to honor. Now, how can I make it easier for my children to honor me? Okay? For dads and moms who are here. Number one is to love your spouse faithfully. I can never overemphasize how this is so important. To love your spouse faithfully. 3-4 weeks ago, I was driving to our youth camp. I had some young people in my car. And ang haba kasi ng biyahe, around 3 hours ang biyahe. Nung nasa gitna na ng biyahe, nag-uusap-usap na about family. And I was holding back my emotions because there were these 2 young people at the back of my car sharing about how they grew up, their parents separated. Alam mo yung conversation na tumatawa sila, tapos mamaya iiyak sila, tapos tumatawa ulit. Tapos ang babata nito, ah, these were young people. They were not, and as I was driving, it was like, ang bigat-bigat ng puso, wala pang nagpro-process with them kung ano nangyari, kaya parang minsan balyo, tatawa, tapos iiyak, tapos tatawa, tapos, and this is the norm. This is not even isolated cases. They were telling the stories of how they grew up without a healthy vision of their dad loving their mom faithfully. Remember this, the greatest gift you give your kids, aside from your faith in Christ, is a strong marriage. A really strong marriage. Yun yung sisay ko, may culture of honor. Pagdating ng bahay, safe ako dito. Bakit? Ayun o, naglalambingan na naman yung dalawa. Minsan, yuck. Di ba? Pero alam niyo, mga anak nyo, nagyayak-yak yan. Yuck, yuck, kitiri. Oh, they want that. It's a picture of a healthy, strong marriage. It's a gift that you give your kids. Okay? To love your spouse faithfully. Okay? To love your spouse faithfully. Now, I know we have a lot of single moms here. Even some single dads here. Paano na yon? But you know what? If you practice the culture of honor in your family, hindi mo sinisiraan yung daddy nila. Yeah? And you actually give them good memories of their dads, they would hold on to it. And that gives them a healthier vision. Na may hope pa, may hope. Yeah? And as Christians, that's our job. To honor, not to dishonor them. And I know sometimes it hurts. Grabe ginawa. I know it's really hard, and this is because of sin. But the good news is Christ has transformed you, And therefore, I can move in the spirit of honor in spite of all the flaws and all the mistakes that was done in the past. I can choose to honor. Love your spouse faithfully. Okay? It's your greatest gift to give to your children. Second is to love God passionately. Everything kasi emanates from this. To be faithful to my spouse, I need to love God passionately. Dapat may makita nila, grabe yung faith ng mga magulang ko. Prayer ko yan. Yung same desire, yung same passion ko to see our nation change by making disciples. The prayer is, sana makuha ni Aliana, ni Megan, ni Isaiah, ni Liam. Sana ito yung, sa lahat ng pwedeng kunin sa akin, sana ito yung makuha nila, hindi kilay ko. Okay? I hope they get the heart of daddy and mommy doing this. That we love God passionately. Okay? Nasabay-sabay tayo as a family. We actually go do this. Tulad nung trinain kami nung bata kami, sabay-sabay kaming pumupuntang tindahan. Kasi hindi pa naman Christian si Papa Mama noon. So, yun yung church namin. Okay? Sabay-sabay sa Divisoria. Grabe na impart talaga sa amin yung hard work, dedication, entrepreneurial spirit, di ba? Kasi lumaki kaming ganun, sabay-sabay. It's now the same with your faith. Sabay-sabay. Pinapakita mo, as a family, we will make disciples. As a family, we will honor God. Yeah. And that's how you pass it on if you love God passionately. Okay? So, first is what? Is to love your spouse faithfully. Number two, love God passionately. And thirdly, is to love your children equally. Equal dapat ang treatment. You know, one of the dysfunctions in our culture today is favoritism. May dalawang grupo na nakakaawa if parents play favorites. Okay? Wala akong pinapatamaan dito, ah, pero pag ikaw to, ikaw yun. Okay. Ikaw yung pinapatama ako. Okay. When you play favorites. Una-una naawa ako doon sa mga hindi favorite. Bakit? Lalaki silang insecure. Lalaki sila with the mentality, I need to perform, perform, perform para mapansin. Kailangan may gawin ako para patunayan that I'm worthy of loved. Of love. Kaya papagod sila. Bakit? Kailangan mag-perform para pansinin. Para mahalin. Kasi hindi ako napapansin. Isa lang yung napapansin sa amin. Okay? So what happens? They're kids. They can't process it. Hirap. Yeah? Imagine mo, no? 8 years old, 9 years old. May ganun na siyang concept. Ah? Parang lahat sa kanya, no? So, hindi niya alam paano i-process yun. Imagine mo na lang, 30 years old ka na. 40 years old ka na, may hugot ka pa rin pag sinasabi to. Sinabi ko pa lang nga favorite yung iba sa inyo. Ang tanda mo na, pero parang hirap ka pa rin. Imagine mo yung 10 years old. Paano niya pro-process yun? Ikaw nga, ikaw yung magulang, ikaw yung 40 years old na favorite din si kuya, hindi ko. Di ba? If you can process it, do you think they can process it? They cannot. Why? It's a dysfunction. Only the gospel can change it. Only by them understanding sa message ni Lord, you don't have to perform your love. Kaya nga maraming mga hindi favorite na sa church. Na-liberate sila eh, sa pag-ibig ni Lord eh. Wow, I don't need to perform. Nakakaawa yun. Sabihin mo, no? Paggabi, iniisip nila, so ano ba, bakit, paano ko ba gagawin ito? Ganyan. Hindi niya alam. Kaya yung buhay niya, kahit na hindi na yung magulang yung karap niya, he or she performs all the time. Pagdating 40, pagod na ako sa buhay. Perform ako ng perform. Right? Because that's how they were wired and trained when they were young. Alam mo, isa pang nakakaawa, yung favorite. Mas nakakaawa ako dun sa favorite. Alam niyo ba't nakakaawa yung favorite?
Lalaki siyang hindi marunong magdesisyon. Lalaki siyang ganito ang itsura. Walang karakter, walang backbone. Bakit? Lahat binibigay sa kanya. Sa Tagalog, bonjing. Nasa gym, laki-laki ng katawan. Pero may tsupon. Why?
You know why? Because he or she was trained that the world revolves around him or her. Favorite.
Umiyak, bigan. Gusto niya, kahit walang budget, gawin. Dapat buong mundo magsishift dahil meron siyang nafe-feel.
So he grows up, how? He doesn't know. He's like a boy who can shave.
Haba no, balbasarado, pero parang hindi siya makagalaw. Bakit? Kailangan ko ng tulong ni... Imbis nang tumakbo kay Lord, tumatakbo sa magulang. Pag nag-away ng misis, hindi nila ayusin doon. Pupunta sa magulang, magsusumbong.
Nasawa ko eh. Dito muna ako sa boys room.
Di ba? Why? Because it was nakakaawa talaga. And I'm saying this as a pastor. I'm not here to bring down favorites. Pero alam mo, may mga kilala akong favorite dahil binago sila ni Lord. Hindi nila mabago yung treatment na magulang nila sa kanila na favorite sila eh. Pero naintindihan nila, I don't need to perform or I don't need any of those. They actually share the favor sa mga kapatid nila. Bakit? Binago na ni Lord eh. For them, wala tayong mag-favorite talaga eh. Di ba? Pero makita mo, nagiging ano siya, mabait na kuya at ate sa hindi nabibigyan. But God has transformed him or her. And so now, even though it's not as equal, he, as a transformed, renewed Christian, he understands, I need to share this favor. This is not mine, this is God's. Right? So, parents, di ba? Isa pa sa kultura natin na sobrang prevalent, lalo na pagka mga, tulad mamaya, reunion, lunch, dinner, Father's Day, diyan mga kamag-anak, nakalinya yan. Si Papa Mama, tapos may anak na 5 years old. Who do you love more, Daddy or Mommy? What are you teaching? Oh, kita mo? Alam, trained, okay? Pwede pa ako pang kids church, ha? Nakaka-engage ako sa kids. Okay? Okay. Di ba? What are we training? What? Sabi na, ano lang naman, biro-biro yon. Sa'yo, biro. Pero ang wiring na nila ngayon, di ba? Lalo na pag mga tito. Kami, marami kami. Who's more handsome? Yeah. Bata, gaganon. Yung tatay. Yung tito. I'll give you money. Di ba? What are we teaching? Yung sino lumambing sa'yo, yun yung dapat mong... You're teaching them that hindi equal. I love when we read the parenting book ni Pastor Steve, which I highly recommend. Meron dyan sa bookstore. Okay? Sobrang daming exposing my heart in that book. When birthday ng mga anak nila, equal. So, kunyari, si panganay, ginastos natin 1,000. Sa birthday ni pangalawa, dapat 1,000 pesos din gift natin. At si pangatlo, 1,000 pesos din. Magko-compare-compare yan eh. Si panganay uwi, may Darth Vader. Wow, where did you buy that? Toy Kingdom. Wow, oh. Di ba? Original. Yung pangalawa uwi, may Darth Vader. Where did you buy that? Regina's. Di ba? So, parang iba yung quality, no? Yeah. So, medyo iba, di ba? And again, this is so light, but what's the, they'll grow up, and they'll look back when they're grade 6, grade 5. Man, ba't lahat ng laruan ko sira? Ba't sa'yo ang ganda? Oo, iba yung sa'yo. Pag gabi na, ang dami nilang iniisip, si Seta maglalagay ng seed sa kanila. Because you're playing favorites. Love your children equally. Okay? Win-win situation if you love them equally. Siyempre, may mga mas malambing sa'yo dyan. Oh, pero you treat them equally. Okay? Love your children equally. So it's easier to honor. Okay? Now, let me end with this. Okay? Application. Before the application. 3 years ago, I was having a victory group with some of the men sa church. I was the lead pastor sa hapon pa. So it was a group of young men, some young fathers. And we were going through the book of Stephen Mansfield, the book of Manly Man. And the topic was about honoring your father. So we were discussing. Tapos may point dun sa book, sabi ni Stephen Mansfield, sometimes it's hard for you to honor because you can't think of anything. Tatagalugin ko na sinabi ni Mansfield kasi lalim ng English niya. Sabi niya, humugot ka ng something you can honor about your dad. It could be as simple as, you know what, I honor my dad because I look like him. Kasi wala ka na maisip. Okay? And he says, that's honoring. Okay? Find something, a good memory that you have with your dad. And parang dig so deep, there will be something there that you would remember. Now, as we were discussing this, yung isa naming victory group member, laki niya, no? Wala siyang, oh, ano nangyari ngayon? Sabi niya, mga 40 minutes na kami nagdi-discuss about the topic, sabi niya. Kanina pa ako nag-iisip. Sabi niya, wala akong maiisip. He grew up without his dad. Multiple times tried to connect with his dad closed the door. The mom was battered. And worst of all, he caught his dad in adultery. So parang kami, hindi rin, ano, pray na lang tayo. Pray na lang kami. Yeah. This was 3 years ago when this happened. During the course of 3 years, there was one instance that his dad opened the door and they were able to reconnect. The dad said sorry. They said, I love you. They honored their dad. And everything was like, wow, this is it. Turn around in our family. Last year, his father passed away. And I was in the wake. So it was time to say something nice about your dad. The guy comes up, grabs the mic. Sa isip ko na, ano sasabihin nito? 3 years ago, wala tong maisip. And he says, I want to honor my dad today. Because I remember when I was a kid, 4 or 5 years old, he was in the car, he took me, carried me and put me in his lap, and we pretended to drive. I just want to honor my dad for that memory. Then he started crying. He remembered one thing to honor his dad with. Everybody was crying in that way. But you know what? The healing came that day when he remembered something, because God commanded, honor your father and your mother. That man is now a father. Not just one, but 2 kids. He's one of our great leaders of our church. Yeah. And you know that God is going to use him. He is a great dad today. It's not an excuse he doesn't have a dad growing up. Yeah. Alam mo, we're so blessed here kasi ang taas-taas ng spirit of fatherhood sa victory, sa movement natin, kahit saan ka pumunta. Ang daming tatay na pwede nating we can look up to, emulate, and even spend time with in church. And this is where church community comes in. I know when I'm talking about fatherhood, even the most stoic men would cry, and something there would be, there's a wound that comes alive again. And I don't have the solution. I'm not the solution. The preaching is not the solution. Si Jesus lang makapag-heal niyang wound na yan eh. You have to go to God and cry out to God and wrestle with God. And the first step is so clear in Scripture, Exodus 20:12. Honor your father and your mother. That's where the healing starts. Why? Because he rewards those who honor their parents. Lord Jesus, Heavenly Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you because out of your perfect love, you made the perfect law. You were saying, as the heart of a father, I want you to honor your parents. Not only so that there will be healing, but also because of a promise that I would bless you and you would live long in the land that I am giving you. There's an inheritance when we move in the spirit of honor, when there is a culture of honor in our homes. Lord, so I pray for everyone here in this room. Lord, as parents, Lord, teach us, mold us, transform us so that we would have the heart of God the Father. Lord, that we would love unconditionally. We would love our spouse faithfully. We would love you passionately. We would love our children equally, just as you've loved us. Lord, and I pray for all the children who are here today, whether a 40-year-old child or a 12-year-old child, Lord, may we always move in the spirit of honor. Lord, kahit na maraming sugat, maraming mistakes, Lord, nobody's perfect in this room. All of us, we need the grace of God. And so, Lord, give us the grace so that we can honor our parents. Lord, let honor emanate from our hearts starting today. Starting today. Holy Spirit, bring healing right now over hearts. Lord Jesus, bring restoration over broken relationships. Lord, we might be okay on the inside, but Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would fix what's on the inside. Lord, that today we would choose to see what is good. We would choose to dwell on what is trustworthy, what is faithful, what is loving, what is honoring. Lord, today we choose to let go of bitterness, even of our rights to deprive someone of unforgiveness. Lord, today, Lord, we're saying, I have no rights to even be bitter, because I'm asking the Holy Spirit to transform me so that there will be a culture of honor in my family line. Today, I choose to honor my father and my mother. Let your healing flow right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.